You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And I tell you, I love the disclaimer. I know it's high time. I need to kind of change the disclaimer. But honestly, guys, any medical advice I give you, okay, no, it does not substitute for a visit with your regular doctor. We've talked about this. You cannot tell your wife that I examined your prostate. No, didn't happen on air. No, you didn't get your mammogram done. You didn't get your colonoscopy. All you did was listen to my show. Now, you got smarter by listening to my show, and maybe you're going to be a little healthier, but this does not qualify for a full physical. Okay. All right. So, pretty confusing news today. Pretty confusing news. All right. Now they're trying to tell us that PSAs, prostate tests, the PSA, prostate specific antigen to, rule out prostate cancer and to give us guidelines as to if your prostate cancer treatment has been improving. They say the PSA screen may not be as necessary as we think, and they may want to change the guidelines for that. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like it one bit, them wanting to change the guidelines. I'm a huge fan of PSAs. I've diagnosed I don't know how many prostate cancers, and I'm not going to stop using the PSA, so they could complain about it all they like. I'm not changing my stand on that, all right? We need to protect our men's prostates. Pretty important stuff. Then, in the news, they're also talking about how vitamins, right? The multivitamins that are supposed to keep us healthy, supposed to give us long life, right? Give us longevity. They say vitamins may increase death risk in older women and cancer risk by cancer and heart disease. Vitamins could increase risk of both of those, thus increasing death. Really? Really? Vitamins? Okay. Are we supposed to be taking vitamins? All right. So obviously I'm pretty confused. So we got a lot to talk about. And if you want to help me with some of this confusion, please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are taking your calls. Also, we are taking your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahah.com. And, of course, thank you. Please, please, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, I got to read this multivitamin thing because I take multivitamins. Now, you all know, I like the Flintstones or the gummy bites. Okay, I don't like to swallow pills. I can't stand swallowing pills. I have a real tough time. But I could chew on a gummy bite, and I could chew on a Flintstones. They're tasty. It's like popping candy. I love it. I love it. So I'm big on multivitamins. I think they're great. You know, all right, but they say, this is kind of weird, okay? They did a study where they looked at 38,000 women, and they used data from the Iowa Women's Health Study to examine the association between vitamin and mineral supplements and death rate. Okay, the average age of these women, these 38,000 women, were 61 and a half years. Then the women filled out their questionnaires about their supplement use. Well, if they filled out a questionnaire, how are they dead? Oh, I see, they went back and they found out if they died. Okay, I get it. I was like, really? One out of 15 studied supplements, they said seven are associated with increased mortality. Now, the seven are vitamin B6, folic acid, iron, magnesium, zinc, copper, and they don't give us the seventh. They say the association between supplement intake and death risk was strongest with iron. Are you kidding me? Iron linked to increased death? They said calcium supplements were associated with reduced risk. Now, the reason why I'm confused is, remember, calcium supplements were linked to cardiovascular issues and calcium deposits in the arteries, and we were surmising that maybe it was something to do with the substrate or the powder of these substrates, and so we were trying to guess maybe that's why. Now, they say, of course, they're looking to see if there's other causes, but and they don't want people scared, you know, in terms of taking vitamins, but what they're going to do is they're going to look into this more. They say the 38,000 women who started, who they were studying since 1986, there were 15,000 deaths in 19 years. Self-reported supplement use increased substantially between 86 and 2004, was 63% of women using at least one supplement in 1986. Okay, what's that telling us? I hate when they give us numbers. What am I supposed to do with these numbers? Are they telling us that 15,000 people died right? 19 years of taking a vitamin. Are you kidding me? All right, here's the thing. Vitamins are a huge industry. There's vitamins for everything now. Right? We got vitamins for iron and B6. And I mean, they're probably going to make up a vitamin W and give you a vitamin for that. There's supplements for everything. And I don't mind people taking supplements. I have no problem. Right? If you're, you know, really abhorred or you vomit at the sight of vegetables. Honestly, I prefer eating the vegetables, eating the fish, eating a good healthy diet. We've talked about this with fish oil. All right? You know, I'd rather you eat the fish than popping the fish oil. But I'm a fan of fish oil. If you want to try to increase your HDLs and lower your cholesterol, I'm a fan of fish oil, right? I'm a fan of the vitamins. I think a lot of us overdo it, you know, but to say that these could possibly increase risk of death, that just scares the heck out of us. And I think they need to study a little bit more. I can't stand these studies where they look at people from 20 or 30 years ago, and then they go, oh, all these people died, so let's extrapolate this and, you know, assume maybe it's because of, you know, they could have died for other reasons. Okay, there's a lot of other factors surrounding this that could have led to cancer and early death. I do, however, worry about the people that really overdo it with their vitamins. You know, you'll take a vitamin supplement, and it'll say RDA. And we've talked about the recommended daily allowance. We've talked about the RDAs on the show a lot. We could always revisit it if you want. And it'll say 3,000% RDA. I'm like, why are you taking a vitamin 3,000% recommended daily allowance? Isn't that too much? Is that too much? Oh, you can't overdose on vitamin B. You can't overdose on vitamin A. Yeah, you can. There is vitamin A toxicity. Of course you could overdose. Now, you can't overdose on a banana. You can't really overdose on an orange. Can you take too many vitamin C supplements to get a kidney stone? Yes. Because it's not the vitamin C. It's the substrate that these vitamins are in. And I've always been urging that these companies really, really look at these substrates. I mean, some of these vitamins are a cobalt blue. They're beautiful. So, I mean, gorgeous vitamins, but you're like, really? Can we handle the cobalt blue? So I don't want to scare, but I got to tell you, I am a little, you know, freaked out about some of these colors of these vitamins. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello again, I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
With economic news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special self-reliance report. Studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in the headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others to help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down under pressure. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. That's why I'm excited to announce we've published a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com. Take swift and decisive action by getting your copy today at readyforanything.com. That's readyforanything.com.
All right, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. I really appreciate you listening. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm calling from Henderson, Nevada.
Hi.
I'm calling with a question regarding a blood test. Can you tell me what it means when platelets are high or when they've increased from the last test? Thank you.
Okay, so high platelets. Now, platelets are clotting factors. And, you know, every now and then when we'll do a complete blood count, a CBC, we'll, you know, check your red cells, we'll check your white cells, and then your platelets will be there. And sometimes your platelets will be high. And the doctor will say, oh, no, your platelets are high, we need to recheck them. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? I mean, here's the thing with platelets. I'd rather you actually have higher platelets than lower platelets, okay? When somebody has low platelets, then they're going to have much more difficulty clotting. And I get very nervous when somebody's walking around with low platelets, and I always get a hematologist involved because there's also some very serious conditions like ITP, where your body builds up antibodies and starts fighting your platelets. And one of our family members had an episode of that where he just woke up one day and just started bleeding. He was brushing his teeth, and his gums started bleeding. He was like, what? Maybe I brushed too hard. Then he goes to work and his nose started bleeding. And within an hour, he ended up in the hospital. And we had to transfuse him, etc. because he was bleeding internally. It was, you know, his clotting factors were getting enough. So if you actually have higher platelets, I'm a little bit more relieved. Usually what we do is we recheck it. Platelets can rise for a variety of reasons. You could be a little stressed. You could have exercised that day. I usually see platelets high when somebody had surgery. They had surgery and the platelets get mobilized and a lot of your blood cells get mobilized because you're trying to fix, you know, and kind of heal up the, you know, the surgical incisions. So sometimes I'll see platelets high. We call that a reactive thrombocytosis. Very common and a lot of times goes down. Now, of course, worrisome reasons for high platelets could be you could be anemic. You could actually have a destruction of your blood cells, and so your platelets are reacting. You could have a celiac disease or pancreatitis. You could have trauma, a heart attack. We could sometimes see a kidney disorder, cancer. But, you know, also, you know, like I said, allergies and sometimes very common things could increase your platelets. Now, if they're really, really bad, you know, you could have headache and dizziness and chest pain, numbness, etc. But for the most part, I've never seen somebody with bad a platelet number. Normal range of platelets, we look at the range of 150 to 450, but what that means is 150,000 to 450,000 platelets per microliter of blood, all right? And so I don't know who sits there and counts, but there's some guy in the lab that counts. No, that's a machine that does it. Can you imagine what they had to do in the olden days? One, two, 149,997. Hey, Bob, you want to go to lunch? Dude, you made me lose count. And then they got to go back again and count. Horrible job. Horrible job. But honestly, what they're going to do is they're going to recheck the levels. If they're normal, great. If they're still high, my recommendation would have a hematologist, a blood specialist, take a look at you and make sure there's nothing kooky going on. All right, great question. Keep up the questions, guys. You could call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, my gosh, what is wrong? I'm getting some reflux. All I had was a little bit of root beer, and it's like I want to burp. You know when you need to burp and you don't burp? Yes, this is a medical discussion now. You know where, and you don't burp, and you're able to hold it in, and it's like the burp gets bigger, right? I'm like, oh, man. Okay, so I got to make it to break and then try to get myself to burp. Oh, my. All right, but if you hear me sound funny, it's that root beer wanting to make itself known. Root beer is yummy. You know, I love root beer floats. Love them, but I didn't get a root beer float. I just took a little taste of root beer, and that's all I got. Okay, so let's talk about this PSA test. I had patients coming into the office today going, Dr. Dahlia, it was all over the news all weekend long, all day today. We're not supposed to get a PSA test. It's bad. It is not bad. We're still doing PSA tests to check for prostate cancer. We're still doing it. But the U.S. government-backed panel, all right, of course, because they want to save money, all right, now has recommended against routine prostate cancer screening because of widespread screening of the disease causes more harm than good. Okay. I'm so upset. U.S. Preventative Services Task Force. These are the same guys that said we don't need mammograms till we're 50. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tell that to somebody who's 36 years old that had a bilateral mastectomy for introductal carcinoma. All right. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force had previously said there was not enough evidence to make a call on the use of prostate-specific antigen or PSA tests that measure levels in the blood of a protein. See, they make it sound like it's a stupid test. PSA is prostate-specific antigen. If, God forbid, you have cancer, we could watch this level go up or down. Or, now, I know they're only talking about screening, but I use PSA also for if somebody was treated, like I had a patient today who had a prostatectomy, prostate was removed for cancer. He was very happy that the prostate was removed. I want to make sure we don't see any recurrence. I order that PSA left and right. I want to hit the left lobe of your prostate, and I want to hit the right lobe of your prostate. All right, the panel, which advises the government on health prevention measures, well, thank you, downgraded its recommendation on prostate cancer screening to a D. Yeah, D for dumb, which means it recommends against the service because there is a moderate or high certainty that the service has no net benefit or that the harms outweigh the benefits. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, I know I'm being very critical of this. I get it. Men that have a prostate biopsy and they have absolutely no prostate cancer, the biopsy is pretty involved. Okay, I understand. I mean, I know I complain about having a pap smear. A lot of us women do. I don't have a prostate, but if I did have a couple lobes to my prostate, I probably wouldn't want them dug into. Okay, I get that. I get that. I think the biopsy experience could be pretty barbaric. So I understand that. But I can't tell you how many times we've diagnosed prostate cancer because we were very judicious about our PSA screening. And it was simple. It was a blood test. We were doing the blood work anyway. I did the PSA back in 2007, did the PSA in 2008, did it in 2009, and you saw it gradually increase. Normal PSA 0.4 to 4. And I'd see the PSA go from 0.9 to 1.6 to 2.3. And I said, that looks like a little bit of a jump. We've talked about this. More than 0.5 in a year is too high a jump for my taste. Go to the urologist. The urologist biopsies the patient. We pick up prostate cancer early. We treat them. Now, of course, the U.S. government-backed panel, the U.S. Preventative Task Forces, all right, of course, you know, will argue that most men, I spilled root beer on this, so I'm ripping the pages off. You know, when you spill something and it dries at 6. They'll argue that, well, most people outlive, or prostate cancer will outlive the patient. The patient's going to die of something else, so let them have the prostate cancer. Okay, I'm seeing my patients, not because they're my patients, but the patient population now compared to 10 years ago is living longer. I have a lot of 80, 85-year-old men running around my office. And patients as well. All right. And so if we're diagnosing prostate cancer in your 60s, are they saying that you're going to die of something else than prostate cancer? Because as far as I'm concerned, if you're in your 60s, you still have a hell of a lot of decades left. Now, of course, the U.S. Preventative Task Force, they want to save money. Remember, they're gearing for Obamacare. Remember what I talked about last week where they're coming up with the guidelines of how healthcare should be. And they want to save money, and PSA tests are expensive. So, of course, what they're going to do now in the media is you're going to see test after test being brought up saying, this is unnecessary, this doesn't need to be done. Okay, if that's what they want to do, if we can't afford to give health care to everybody, I get that. And if we have to cut back the tests, all right, I understand that. I mean, you know, we're now promising health care to everybody and their illegal grandmother. I get that. We have to give health care to everybody. I understand that. But then what I want to see on the second page is we health care providers aren't going to get sued if we miss a prostate cancer. Well, doctor, why didn't you run the PSA? Oh, because the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. Well, will they help represent you in a court of law? No. They'll say, well, doctor, these are just guidelines. Well, to heck with the guidelines. I'm going to go by my experience. I'm going to go by my training. Okay? Honestly, I am seeing a lot more prostate cancer. Now, if you guys have listened to my show last week, I know a lot of you don't listen to my show all the time, and I know who you are, by the way. Yeah, you know, when we're in the radio studio, we know exactly who's listening. There's like this big board, and I see all the little lights of all your cars, right? By the way, you right there in the red Prius, you just sped, and I see, slow down. I can see who's listening, so I know if you're shutting me off, I know if you're turning your on, I just know everything. I got that like mama hearing, mama eyes, I just know. Well, last week we talked about that high cholesterol may be linked to prostate cancer, which is why we're seeing more and more prostate cancer. And then also that same day a study came out saying statin use or these cholesterol medications can lower your prostate cancer risk. So if high cholesterol is linked to prostate cancer, we're going to see more prostate cancer. You bet your butt I'm going to run that PSA. All right, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Now, Fox News reports that a couple, I believe that was visiting the Hooters Hotel. Yes, Hooters actually has a hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. I haven't been in the hotel. I assume the outfits are pretty similar to Hooters, right? I'm sure there's hot wings and things like that, but there is a Hooters hotel. But what's interesting about this Hooters hotel is there was a couple that were taken to a Las Vegas hospital after suffering chlorine burns in the jacuzzi. Now, they were obviously severe enough for them to go to the hospital. Now, they don't know why the jacuzzi had such high chlorine levels, but, you know, this is kind of a first that I heard. I can understand, especially out here in Vegas with the pools, a lot of times, I'm from Las Vegas, I live out here, and a lot of times if we don't have time to go out of state on a vacation and we get like a locals rate, we'll go to one of these hotels, not, you know, particularly Hooters, but, you know, one of the nice hotels, we'll do a staycation, and we'll go to the pools, and the pools are gorgeous, gorgeous pools out here. I mean, these resorts are phenomenal. But, at, you know, by around 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the pools get very cloudy and oily because of everybody's suntan lotion and sunblock and, who knows, probably pee-pee. And so the pools get kind of gross. So we always got to hit the pools early, and then we get the heck out of there. And so I understand why, you know, hotels may want to make sure that the chlorine levels are up to par. But in this particular case, it was kind of... Hi. Now, what could chlorine do? Well, you know, if let's say you have a mild chlorine burn, they always say, like, you treat any burns. And we've talked about burns on the show multiple times. You put ice on it, cool water. Cool water is even better than ice because ice can sometimes damage the skin. A lot of people will frostbite their skin trying to deal with the burn. So I always say cool water. Just run it under cold water, especially with chlorine. You want to wash it. You want to just kind of wash it off. So I like the idea of cool water and running water, getting it off. By the way, any of you that swim in a public pool, you really should shower before and you should shower after. You want to shower before so it's as clean as possible when you go into the water because we don't want to sully the water. But then when you get out of the water, wash it off. Wash the chlorine off. Now, if you are exposed to a higher amount of chlorine, you could get that into your lungs. You could get it on your skin. It could affect your eyes. You know, sometimes high levels of chlorine can actually cause pulmonary edema where you get fluid buildup in the lungs. The chlorine is so caustic to the lungs that you actually start to get inflammation, and the inflammation builds up and causes fluid. You could have shortness of breath, et cetera. So any of your kids starting to have shortness of breath in the pool, it could be because the chlorine level is too high. Any pool. It doesn't have to be in a hotel or whatever. Any pool. Of course, you know, if you see your kids start throwing up, having watery eyes, bloody nose, coughing, I mean, my kids, when they get out of the pool, their eyes are beat red, and I hate that. And I'm like, close your eyes when you're underwater. You know, and my husband was a swimmer, and my kids are now, you know, on the swim teams. And my husband's like, no, that's just what you do. You have your eyes open. I go, no, wear goggles. I can't stand. You know, the chlorine wears down the teeth. You could get teeth erosion from chlorine. So the bleach, the chlorine gas, can burn your eyes, it can irritate your skin, etc. And so if you ever feel any of these symptoms, you really need to go to the hospital. You don't want to mess around. And of course, always watch your elderly relatives. You want to watch your smokers, anybody with lung issues, your asthmatics, because they actually may not be able to take the chlorine as well as you should. And I think all of us have at one point in time or another been in a pool with too much chlorine, right? And you could almost taste it. It's just, you know, I remember I was in a pool once, and it was so chlorinated, and I'm like, okay, dang, this is my only time to swim. I almost wanted to pee in the pool such that it would give the chlorine something to do so I wouldn't breathe it in. But I decided against it. I got out of the pool because I felt like I was breathing it in. So, you know, I wish we could take our own little chlorine kits. You know how you could test the chlorine in the water? Right, you kind of add some reagents, and then it turns colors. I wish we could do that, but I know everybody would look at us like we're the biggest geeks. See, my kids are old enough now where I embarrass them. Didn't you love it when your kids or grandkids, they were so young that you could do anything? You could fart. I mean, you know, you could whatever, and no one's going to do anything. Now, my kids act like me and my husband being there is the worst thing for them, and it's horrible because I have to now act a certain way if I'm in public with my kids. And I'm like, really? Really? This is who I am. They're like, Mom, please. You know, can you shave your legs before you get into a bathing suit? You know, oh, my God, I was so insulted. This we were watching TV, and I guess it was a commercial. And the commercial was some beach-themed commercial with these girls in bikinis playing volleyball. And my younger son, you know, looks at the TV and looks at me, and he goes, Mom, why don't you look like that in a bathing suit? I did before having your little butt. Man, really? So now I don't look good enough in a bathing suit for my kids? Really? I need to get plastic surgery? Okay, so we'll see how this Vegas couple, I don't know if they're a Vegas couple. They probably sound like tourists, but we'll see. And we'll see what's going on with Hooters. Okay, interesting. I hear the hotel is cool. I hear the hotel is really, really cool, especially if you like Hooters. I'm not a big, I don't go into Hooters a lot. I know my husband likes to go there for lunch. Yeah, he says it's good ground beef and the hamburgers. Oh, really? Really? Okay. All right, you know, we're talking about soda. This is very interesting. There's a soda fountain of the future. And this soda fountain of the future, from what I hear, is already kind of on the east side of the country, where it's computerized with a touch screen. I have the picture on my Facebook where customers can actually choose from 120 drink brands. You can mix flavors. There's even low calorie forms of drinks that you could do. So you can mix your Coke and you can mix your Sprite. Now, it doesn't sound like there's any rum or Bacardi on there, but it looks kind of interesting. And I'm kind of a buff when it comes to, you know, soda and soda machines and soda fountains. Well, I don't want to say a buff, but I'm very intrigued by the history of it. We talked about a while back, I caught an old 50s commercial on Coca-Cola, and they were advertising how you could get Coca-Cola in the middle of intermission of a show. And that's when they had intermission back then, or it might have been a play or something. So you saw the couple very well-dressed. Right. I think somebody's smoking in the background. They go to get their cup of Coca-Cola. It's in a very, very small glass. I mean, now we drink 40 ounces. I mean, we just, you know, but back then you would have a very small Coca-Cola glass. And even the Coca-Cola glass was supposed to attract men, you know, kind of looked like a busty woman, you know, kind of large on top and then going kind of skinny. You know, the Coca-Cola bottle, or not the bottle, but the glass, even the bottle designed to kind of hit your subconscious and be kind of sexy. The Coca-Cola bottle is supposed to be very sexy. I don't think it's very sexy, but, you know, the whole kind of hourglass thing. But anyway, they had the little glasses, and they said that the Coca-Cola that this couple was drinking had less calories than a half a grapefruit. I was like, really? You see, in the olden days, you didn't get fat from Coca-Cola. We get fat now. Then maybe we get fat because we're drinking so much of it. I like Coca-Cola. I've been a big fan of Coca-Cola. In fact, we always have Coca-Cola in my house, not because I let the kids drink it, but because when my kids are nauseous and throw up, I don't have to give them, you know, nausea medication, knock on wood. I could just decarbonate some Coca-Cola and have them drink some Coca-Cola. So I like having flat Coca-Cola in the house. I mean, I'm sure it'll work for Pepsi and RC. Ooh, RC, I love. I love RC. But honestly, I always have Coca-Cola because Coca-Cola syrup does help with the tummy. Ginger ale, too. Great to have in the house. You know, there are things in your house that you have to have. You just have to have when you have kids. And the problem is daddy comes and he drinks the Coca-Cola. I'm like, stop it. You know, and then grandma comes with her Bacardi in her hand and the Coca-Cola's gone. So, you know, you got to hide a stash of that. But it's just fascinating stuff. I just really love that. Okay. Now, something we got to talk about when we come back from break is apparently online dating fraud. Now, we've talked about dating fraud and dating websites. Well, apparently 200,000 Brits, obviously from Great Britain, have been hit by online dating fraud. This is more rampant than gonorrhea. We got to talk about that. So when we come back, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by The Lost Vegas.
Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right, we are back here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, this is interesting. We're about to talk about these online dating scams, and I didn't realize how rampant this was. Now, the study comes out of MSNBC, but they focused on Great Britain and how 200,000 Brits have been hit by online dating fraud. Now, I get a lot of scam emails. I mean, I haven't visited the online dating sites. You know, I've been married, but I have a lot of friends who have been recently divorced, widowed, widowed, etc., and they're on these sites, and a lot of them are good. I mean, it doesn't have the stigma attached to it, like, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, where there'd be like a penny saver, you know, and you'd put your name in the you know, love wanted. And, you know, now online dating sites is a very practical way to meet people. You know, you don't want to go to the bar anymore and, you know, be picked up on somebody at a bar. A lot of us, you know, don't go for that kind of thing. We want to meet somebody and get to know them on an intellectual level. So online dating sites are bigger than you think. So for those of you that aren't, you know, in the dating scene and haven't been for a while, no, we don't go to discotheques. We don't go to the bar and pick people up. We meet them online. Now, of course, you know, there's a lot of jerks that you'll notice on Facebook. And, you know, they'll be, and again, you know, I add, whoever wants to be a friend on Facebook, I add because I think they're listening to the show. And then I realize, no, none of these people listen to the show. And, you know, they'll be like, hi, are you married? Are you this? And then you can block them. So at least with Facebook, you can block them. But a lot of you that are actually looking for companionship, you are really, really vulnerable to certain online dating scams. Now, what basically these 200,000 people that were victims because of money issues. All right. Somebody got them to send them money or had some sort of a financial exchange. And then they say on MSNBC, they were really double hit because not only did they lose money, but then they lost the relationship, they lost their self-confidence. You know, remember, most people won't get the money they want on the first try. So the scam artists, they develop a relationship with you and they can get pretty deep. And you'll, after probably 7 interactions, maybe even, you know, go on the date before you actually realize they want money. Now, there's tons of internet sites talking about online dating scams and hire us, you know, as your private detective, etc. But there are some underlying, there is a common denominator to a lot of these scam artists. Okay, number one is if they ask for money. Okay, and they're asking for money pretty quickly. No. All right, no. Now, they may trick you. They may say, let me take you out and I'll pay the first time. One of these sites recommends, don't let them pay. If you do meet them and you're on the date, do the Dutch. Because, again, you don't want to feel like you owe them. If they pay for that first date, ladies, honestly, no. The guys do not have to pay for the first date. You could go Dutch. All right, it's easy. Okay, so many of my dates made me pay. They actually made me pay. Man, I went out with a lot of cheap guys in college. I mean, they were cheap. But I got to tell you, I liked it because then I didn't have to go and do the hibbity-dibbity. Okay? See, I didn't want to be in that position where I owed somebody. And they recommend, especially with that first date, don't be in that position. Because if they pay for dinner, then they're going to ask for that second date. And then that second date, they may be inclined to ask you for a certain favor. And it may not be a sexual favor. It may be a financial favor. So, again, don't put yourself in that position. A lot of scammers will say that they are removing their account soon to indicate an urgency for you to reveal your contact information. Like they'll say, sorry, I'm not going to have this email much longer, so you need to give me your information. And you're like, well, why? You know, why? They say sometimes these scammers write in poor, broken English. They'll use a very falsely attractive photos. They'll also be very, very flattering. And honestly, you know, sometimes, guys, you got to be careful. You know, if you're in your 60s and this is a, you know, 19-year-old Playboy bunny reaching out to you, you know, I hate to say this, and these websites say, you know, look, it may be too good to be true. Use your gut instinct. Now, a lot of very pretty young girls are attracted to older men. Harrison Ford is gorgeous. Clint Eastwood is drop dead gorgeous. Older men are gorgeous. All right. Older men can be just as gorgeous as younger men. But if you think they could be scamming you, if you think there's something going on, you need to trust your instinct. Of course, scammers will ask for money for personal reasons, or they'll say they need it for their kids. Again, you need to be careful. They say be very suspicious if they said they lost their wife and they have one or two kids. And then, of course, they keep kind of pressuring you for your contact and if you could help. Again, guys, just, you know, you really need to be careful. Now, you know, I'm looking at some of these sites. There's some interesting. We did a show on bizarre dating sites. There was one, I think if you play World of Warcraft, you can hook up with other people that play World of Warcraft. Now, I think some of these are cool. I think these websites that cater to certain interests can be actually pretty cool, because it's not like, hi, I'm looking for somebody to sleep with. It's, hey, we got, you know, a common ground. Now, I don't play World of Warcraft, but my whole family does. And I don't really know much about the game, except there's dragons and there's dragos, and then there's these cheats and you buy the gold, and then there's level 86. And I don't get all that, but what I do know is these people definitely can form relationships just playing the World of Warcraft, but they actually have dating sites so you can date somebody. I don't know a lot of women who play it, but who knows. All right, so here's some dating sites out there. I don't know much about them, but they look kind of they're unique, okay? There's one called Asexualytic. This is a dating site for people with no sex drive. So if you don't have a sex drive, you go to asexualytic.com. Where am I getting this from? What website is this? This is from top10tag.com. So if you don't have a sex drive, you could go to Asexualytic. That may be good for some of you that don't want to be hit on to have sex right away. And you could have a meaningful platonic relationship. I don't know how busy that one's going to be. Okay, there's another website called You and I Abstain. This is a dating website where your virginity is highly valued. It was made for singles who want to save themselves for that special someone. All right, You and I Abstain. Again, I see a lot of women going on these. I don't see men. Okay, Discreet Adventures. If you are married, I don't know if I like this one. If you're married, you may want to check out Discreet Adventures. It caters primarily to married men and women, offering them the possibility to be honest about their marital status. What? So then you have, no, I don't like that one at all. I don't like that one. Okay, scientificmatch.com. Ooh, this is interesting. Look at this. Scientificmatch.com. It's an internet matchmaking service that pairs up singles based on their DNA. They say scientific research shows that people are attracted to potential mates who have different immune system genes. All right? And the registration costs $2,000 to cover the DNA test and guarantees a lifetime membership. The DNA kit is sent by mail. The laboratory analyzes the immune system genes, uploads the information. So if I'm a blue-eyed blonde, well, I'm blonde now. I could then, I guess, find another blue-eyed blonde. I don't know. Now, Trek, you Trekkies, there's something called Trek Passion. So those of you that are really into Star Trek, you can meet people there. Honestly, but guys, there's not a lot of women who are Trekkies. Okay, I thought Star Trek was cool, but the only reason why is because I thought Captain Kirk was kind of sexy. Right? But that was it. Okay, so I don't know if you guys are going to meet any women. DateMyPet.com. Date my pet. Get this, guys. You could find a date for you and your pet. Trust me, my pets are pretty horny. The last thing I want is them meeting up with them. They're trouble enough. No, okay? No longer lonely. It's an online dating service for adults with a mental illness. Here you can find romantic relationships knowing that everyone on the site is some form of a mental illness. That's a nice one. Then there's a website called Darwin Dating. Darwin Dating was created exclusively for beautiful, desirable people promising to weed out the ugly. Oh, come on. And then meet an inmate. You guys want to meet an inmate? Go to meetaninmate.com. All right. We're gone for another hour. Stay tuned to GCNlive.com, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe. Meet an inmate.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.